Merry Christmas! Welcome to day 25, the Digital Advent Wreath. We have made it together, and thank you for joining me on this journey this Advent season. As we hear one last reflection, I invite you to find a place where you can be comfortable and free from distractions on this Christmas day. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts and our minds and our imaginations as we meditate on today's passage. As I read through this passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words or phrases, images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading this passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you today. Today's passage is from 1 John chapter 4. Verses 9 through 15. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Come, Holy Spirit. On our second journey through the text, allow the text to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he is in God. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your heart and mind in this moment. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. Come, Holy Spirit. As we hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, gratitude, or praise through words, or you might allow yourself to feel and experience these things quietly before God. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You for the Scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank You for guiding us through this Advent season. May we worship You, Father, Son, and Spirit, on this Christmas day. Amen.